Ain't shady, baby, I'm hot like the prodigal son. Big up to Lini, Mini, Money, Moe, and Flower, you're the chosen one. Podcast. Welcome to the Big Talk.
The Big Talk Show. Yeah, last episode of February 2024. It's a leap year, right?
Yeah, one in every four, right?
And we got extra days even. Oh, shit.
I can't wait to live another day this year. It's been so great. So
That's fun. What I was asking for most. You know what would be cool? Another day of this shit show. I need just an extra one of this extra shitty month. But yeah, optimism's high around here. The Lock Lab Table Podcast. Welcome to the airwaves.
Couple of pathetic
humans. A couple of guys bitching and moaning. You got Gertie and you got Nisa over there. What's happening, man?
Man, a whole bunch of shit. First episode, free from the
shackles.
The shackles of football, yeah. The shackles of being tied in with the league, and just going to spread our wings and see what comes out.
Red wings fly.
I don't want to talk about football at all.
Yeah, I'm down. There's really not much to report. It's really just starting up.
If you got something, we can do it. But I wrote nothing about football.
I wrote like two things.
Okay.
That's some football for episode. It's just a regular old shoot the shit with your boy in the garage kind of. Oh, sorry, the lap episode.
Excuse me, where are we?
Excuse me. Yeah, what's happening? What do you want to talk about?
I don't know, man. I wrote a whole list of stuff. I mean, I've been compiling all week. I've been came prepared because I was worried there would be nothing to talk about. That's not the case.
Good to hear. I know. I got a guy. I ended up, I was like, oh, fuck yeah, here we go.
Yeah, you see that guy that fucking lit himself on fire?
Yeah. What a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the point of that?
It was Free Palestine.
Ah, yeah. Check this shit out. Woof.
So yeah, he went outside of like the, was it the Palestine or Israeli embassy or whatever, poured a bunch of gas on himself. And this is what's happening in Gaza or whatever. I think that like the, like, wasn't it like a Chinese monk or somebody did that like back in the day, monk of some sort.
Yeah, the fire move has been done before.
I think it's kind of lost its lore.
It's a big sacrifice.
Yeah, I don't mean to like, well, I think he's an idiot, so I don't really care, whatever. Yeah. It's sad that he's been radicalized to like.
That I gotta start myself on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, to probably not even move the needle.
No. Like, I think some of the big homies over there were like, appreciate you, big dog. One up.
One up. Point to the sky.
But then what? Like,
you died for what you died for, man.
Don't you know in like this day and age,
cool
too, like,
snaps on Twitter, like cool stills. It's just like, that guy's on fire. What the fuck?
Yeah, I seen one tweet. It was like, Scorpion wins.
Yeah, once again, Twitter's bringing out its best work.
Yeah.
This is how we cope.
I seen one tweet. It was like, this guy like makes the ultimate sacrifice. He's like, just get flamed the next 2 days on Twitter. I didn't even mean to use flamed in that.
Yeah, the irony.
It's too easy.
Yeah, yeah. That's a move. It's his move.
Yeah, and like
goes full stuntman.
Yeah, stuntman.
Yeah.
Well, these are real flames.
They're so stunt. Put me out.
You see the one dude came in with a gun?
Yeah, probably.
He pointed a gun. He was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, like, do I shoot these flames?
This guy needs a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, or we just expedite the process.
Speed this up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tough scene for him. Tough scene.
Yeah,
where was that?
It was in the U.S. It was an American, like, I don't know if he's in the Air Force or something, but yeah, the problem is, like, the news cycle just moves way too fast, and unfortunately, like, this ultimate sacrifice he made will be forgotten in, like, 2 days, and just the world will keep...
It already really has.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that happened a couple days ago.
As soon as Twitter's...
Mostly just become a joke on Twitter.
Yeah, as soon as Twitter's done with, like, having their fun with it, it's over, and then... Only your family would be like, oh, fuck, remember when what's-his-name lit himself on fire?
Mom started himself on fire.
That was a real bummer.
That really ruined all of this.
Mom never really got over that.
Oh, shit, yeah, and then he got flamed on Twitter. Yeah. It's not a good scene. Yeah. Fuck, good luck with that one, homeboy.
Yeah, I wanted to come in guns hot.
Yeah, like, let's do this. Let's do this. Okay, so on this speaking, because what'll help get him absolutely steamrolled by the news cycle, this is the big deal event that happened on the weekend, but we've been talking about a bunch of the show. Shane Gillis was on SNL.
Yeah, how'd that go? I seen the monologue.
Yeah, it was all right. I don't know. It's fucking SNL. I haven't watched SNL, like, live, a whole episode for quite some time, and yeah, so SNL's SNL, but yeah, Gillis was good. I thought his monologue was good. It mostly kind of tied with a lot of his stuff from the set, like so like that was the funniest part. Within like 5 minutes of his monologue, he's already dropped like the word gay, retard. He's talking about Downs like a bit, like it's like an actual bit from his freaking skit, or sorry, his set. So it's like fire alarms, I think, has to get NBC. Everyone's like, holy shit. Like, we are guns hot around here.
Yeah, it's good to see someone use the word gay again.
Actually, it's funny. That was a couple of bits that would come up. Like, there's one, they're doing like a dating in the workplace thing. And it's pretty funny. He like gets up, he asks questions. One, he gets up, he's like, well, we all know Alex is gay. It's like, I only told you that. He's like, well, we all know that. It's like, if he doesn't use his ass on the girls, ask out, can I buy them off of him? It's just like, you're like banking, asking girls in the office out, like, their holidays. Yeah, so.
Use up his hours.
Yeah, like a couple of the sketches he was in were decently cutting, I don't know, a little bit off the grid for SNL. They're Shane Gillis-y. Which is good to see. It's like, hell yeah, let's take some punches at woke culture. Let's party.
Yeah, we're having like a bounce back. I know we mentioned it a couple weeks ago. I think probably when we were talking about Shane, it's gonna be out.
Yeah, probably when they announced it. It's like, well, we were talking about him, then they announced it.
Yeah.
Fired from SNL. Now back on that, or hosts SNL.
Would have been way funnier if he just didn't show up.
Wouldn't it have just?
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, thanks for the opportunity, but. Hard pass.
Remember when you guys fired me?
Yeah, I'm gonna fire you now. Yeah. It's hard to it'd be hard to come back from that. It's not a good look. Yeah, I don't know. Pretty good success. Like, Christ, it's all everyone was talking about. Seemed like on Twitter ever since. It's kind of drowned out now, and it's like you got haters on the left, and everyone's like, "Fuck yeah, Shane Gillis." He's like Taylor Swift for men. It's pretty fucking hilarious watching him kind of go at it. When really, it's like I don't think it's like he's right in the middle.
Like he's just some guy that wants to whack beers,
tell funny stories, just have a nice time with his lads.
Yeah, just lighting it up,
pretty much getting mad with the lads.
Our boy, one of our lads. See, Tucker Carlson.
Tucker!
He didn't do nothing. Apparently, there was some guy in Russia that was like, has been arrested for trying to blow up his car while he was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did you see that?
No.
Oh, apparently this guy was paid from, he's supposed to be like a Ukrainian
hitman
operative or something. And yeah, was paid $4,000 to put a bomb.
$4,000?
Yeah. Life's cheap over there.
Holy
so.
Shit. That's probably like a zillion Ukrainian shekels. I'll give you a zillion of them. Who gives a damn?
Yeah, so apparently this guy was, paid $4,000 to go stick a bomb under our boy Tucker Carlson's car and blow him away. But apparently he was apprehended before he could place the device. So, either American tax dollars or Canadian tax dollars, whoever was indirectly trying to blow up Tucker Carlson.
Holy fucking shit, though. You gotta admit, though. Like, that's the cheapest $4,000 the American government will ever spend. That's insane. Like, we can't build a fucking 10 feet of sidewalk for that much.
So, yeah, either that or this is just, like, a double edge where it's, like, none of this ever happened, and Russia was like, see how bad these guys are? They try to blow up Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, you never really know. It's like, oh, really? You guys are, like, even Tucker's like, I can't believe they went with $4,000.
That's probably, like you said, the right amount. Like, life's cheap over there.
It's fucking wild. Inflation's working the opposite way. If they're, like, underground espionage and saboteurism and assassination. Could have seen this coming.
Yeah, you know you're not getting the most trustworthy or capable guy, but yeah, $4,000's the number.
Yeah, he's wearing like a jump, like an Adidas jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I seen like a clip
I can
of
picture
it.
The guy.
Like, yeah, he was being interrogated. I seen a clip of it, and he was just admitting to everything. He's like, yeah, this is what they told me to do, and blah, blah, blah. So, but who knows?
That's it, honestly shadier looking.
Yeah. It's all...
It's a plan. It's all a ruse.
Yeah. Yeah. All I know is Godspeed Tucker Carlson.
Godspeed Tucker Carlson. Yeah, he's back stateside, right?
I assume so.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about
him. If not, he better be wheels up right now.
Yeah, I think we've worn out our welcome here in Eastern Western Russia. Time to peace.
Time to get out of here.
Yeah. How about that? No, I did not see that.
Yeah, pretty crazy. I assumed you would have been all over that.
No, I wasn't. I actually haven't heard. I haven't really, like, since Tucker was in, did the interview. I watched it, and then I haven't really had much of him circling around.
You watched all of it?
I watched, like, the first 40, like, damn near an hour, and then I kind of skimmed through the back half. It was just so damn long.
Yeah.
It's bad of me. But I kind of caught the power reel, the highlight reel on the back half.
I kind of did that too.
It's so meandering. Like, it was so meandering at parts.
Yeah. Like, right out the gate, he just says, tell you all of, like, Russia's history.
And that's, like, a 30-minute, like, spiel. Actually, yeah. I probably watched, like, an hour 15. Because, like, fuck, he goes on like that for, like, 40 minutes. It's like, holy shit. And even Tucker's like, this guy is jerking our chain.
Yeah, he's
fucking... And then I think everyone in real time also sits back and thinks, like, but why? He invited us here. Like, filibuster what?
Yeah, he's just fucking weaving a web.
Yeah, he's filibustering our minds. He's playing the big game. He's playing 4D chess. All right, so that's geopolitics. Now what? We got cancel culture, geopolitics. We mentioned killed him with one word.
Well, I got some more geopolitics, I guess. Yes. I seen, the Canadian government's sending more money over to the out east to Ukraine or whatever.
Yeah,
I seen that too. Did you see $4 million allocated to gender inclusive demining? So they spent $4 million over to gender include. People to go out to demine the country, like demine like explosives. Because I didn't really understand the headline, I had to like actually read it.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't connecting that line. I was like, "What do you mean demine?"
Yeah, I didn't get it either.
Gotcha.
So,
okay. They gotta go.
Yeah. So $4 million of the dollars is going to make sure women can do it too.
All right. Fair.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's.
I guess that's
why I'm working overtime in this godforsaken yeah, country.
I guess like that's a good way to really put like a weird bow, I guess, on top of. Wait, hold on. What about the like $360 million to begin with? Hold on a sec. I see what you fucking guys did there.
Yeah, I can't begin to figure out how this is the right price tag to like $4 million. Like, how do you spend $4 million to add? The unexploding the country, go around and digging up holes of
just walk around minesweepers and like hoping they hit a good batting average.
Yeah, are we trying to get?
I mean, you get good or you don't.
I guess it's a decent paying job. My taxes are going to is someone to do that. I guess, but
yeah, like that doesn't even. That sounds like that's not even coming out of the military budget. It's just coming out foreign aid.
Yeah, I
don't, what?
What? Just so women can get blown up too? Like, is that the idea?
I don't see why we had to send any over there. We're going to just blow ourselves up here. Yeah. Perfectly fine.
Here, let me skip a step. I'll plant the mine and jump on it myself.
Holy fucking shit. This guy. Yeah, I seen that. That it tagged off like whatever, a couple hundred million or something like that, I think. Or maybe it was like 60 million.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Either way, whatever it was too much because I shook my damn head. It's like, man, like, what the fuck? Like, it's like, what they're just sending it, throwing it into like a garbage chute. See ya.
Yeah, I don't know where it's ending up, but hopefully in these hard working women's pants pockets.
They're fucking bomb proof pants.
Yeah.
Pockets. I certainly hope.
I hope this bought some good metal detectors for the women. Are they shorter, like to attribute like the average height size difference or something? Or maybe more lightweight, they can pack them around.
I just hope they're good.
Yeah. They're just walking around with sticks until you hear something click. You're like, fuck.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to need some assistance.
Now the trick is to put the stick down, and then you have a little weight that you put on the stick.
Yeah.
And you fucking run the other way. Don't trip over the mines you're already found.
It's like the Indiana Jones. You got to put the little... bag of sand on top.
Yeah, oh shit, I'm in a tough spot. You're in a tight one here. Yeah, easy,
but
Susan.
But it's not Indiana Jones. Yeah, it's some woman in a war-torn country, like black soot on her face and a torn dress, I want to say, and just like putting her, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't even
just
give
paint a real good picture
they
for me.
They didn't give her military fatigues. Again, this isn't a military operation.
Yeah.
So you're just going to want to bring whatever you're wearing. That'll do just fine.
Oh, yeah, the $4 million couldn't buy her a pair of pants.
Well, I'm glad that it's at least equal rights and equal opportunities. I'm glad that's happening.
Equal opportunity to get your fucking limbs blown off.
Yeah.
I'm sure the people just lining up for that.
Holy shit. Imagine an insurance policy.
Insurance?
Oh, my God. I'm having...
The most expensive thing would be the body bags, probably.
Yeah. Honestly, we kind of wanted to get the bombs back.
Yeah. We're going to repurpose these.
We repurpose them for more wars. It's actually its own self-sustaining economy.
Apparently not.
You lay the mines. These women find the mines. You bring the mines back. You sell the mines to whoever's up next to bat. And the system repeats.
It's an elaborate game of like an Easter egg hunt.
Did we just describe arms trade? Wait, what?
What?
Huh? That CIA is going to be tapped back in. Like, these guys know too much. They're a problem.
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck. What else we got going on here? I'm trying to think. Did you see Tyreek Hill's got a lawsuit?
Yeah, I wrote that down at the very end here. What a hilarious story. Right. That's what I was laughing about over here. And you're like, what? And I was like, nothing.
Don't worry about it at all. Yeah, it's a great headline. Tyreek Hill's being sued by plus-size influencer model accused of breaking her leg during football drills. So we got a picture of this woman here, this influencer, Sophie Hall, that she was charged with crushing force after she managed to hold her own and knock him down backwards during football drills. So first off, it's hilarious that these surgeons are having like a go at it with an actual drill set. I guess Tyreek Hill is just lining up the kill, ready to go and put a baby in her.
Yeah, like in her backyard. Or in his backyard.
Yeah.
Do you see the DMs too?
No.
Oh, I haven't.
Oh, wait. Yeah, okay, wait. Yeah. You got him?
Yeah, he says, not, like, must be a reply to something. And she says, not what? And he's like, not 6'1". Because she's a plus-size model, so apparently this lady is 6'1". That's a huge bitch.
Yeah, she looks tall.
Yeah, she there's no looks way.
Like she could definitely tackle Tyreek Hill.
And then anyways, yeah, paid for... Her son's going to his camp or something.
Of course.
And then he says, Lila, I'm a see you towering over everyone, I guess. And then his next message is, I've been known to be a good stepdad.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, so this dude's just like, yeah, I'm just going to fuck this tall lady.
And he's just going full heel. Like, he's just leaned into the whole thing. Like, yeah, maybe this is just my thing.
Yeah, and this dude got married like 3 months ago, remember?
Also, we didn't ever talk about it. Wasn't there a thing where his lawyer prematurely or... like, leaked or submitted divorce papers with her. And then, like, on Monday, he's like, whoopsie. Like, essentially, like, I feel like that happened on Friday. It was a story all week. Everyone's like, what the fuck? And then Monday, he's got, yeah, he, like, walks in there. They go to the courthouse. And it's like, oh, yeah, big time whoops. I just keep these on file. Yeah. Wasn't supposed to actually accept that. Like, there's no way you spin zone.
Yeah, it's Friday afternoon. He just launches the email off.
Yeah, like, fuck her. I'm so fucking pissed. And then all weekend, he's just like, oh, man, how am I going to get out of this one? Anyways, and then that leads us to now.
Yeah, so Tyreek Hill and Tyreek Hill and women already don't have the best track record either. He's fucking them or fucking them up. You're going to take a pounding one way or another.
Either way.
And
a big pounding.
Yeah, apparently she embarrassed him or whatever, so then he had to fucking show her what's what and break her leg in some sort of football endeavor here. But
was it a football move? Was it?
Yeah, I think he pushed her or something.
Yeah, no, I know.
He's fucking her like he's like upside down in a tree, like climbing her like a jungle gym.
Yeah, well, this is all ruse for like they fell off the jungle gym having a bit of
a romp,
a fuck sesh, as they say.
Yeah, he's just climbing her.
I want to get up on you.
His legs over his shoulders. He's like, yeah.
Go over there. Go over to the monkey bars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome. Just swing around on the tire swing. Yeah. Tyreek just can't keep himself out of the news.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't really know where this ends up. Just like filing a lawsuit or something, right?
I imagine.
Pressing charges, and honestly, this one kind of seems weird on both ends. Like, I don't really know
how. Leads me to believe it's very true, though.
Yeah, it's almost too weird, like, to be a cash grab or something.
Yeah, no, this definitely happened. The best thing that could happen is the football drills is a cover-up for just wild, tall lady sacks.
Yeah. Or him, yeah, just actually beating the fuck out of
her. Well, yeah. I guess there's always that. She's being pretty nice. Well, she's not nice. But...
why won't you just leave? She's like, oh, just in a minute. He just kicks her in the knee.
Probably going to need that draft paperwork he submitted for his divorce.
Yeah, hopefully he kept that on file.
Yeah, I might actually need that. Like, this is not good.
This tall lady's going to take me out.
This tall lady's going to clean me out. She climbed right over me. Oh, man, Tyree, yeah, it's just, what's going on, Miami-Dade?
Yeah, as I say, it's, of course, it's got to be Miami-Dade County. And, this lady's got to go the weekly physio sessions and stuff.
Shit.
Got persistent pain, so.
Need that compensation.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
877-CASH-NOW. Yeah, she needs to get, like, a good, like, injury lawyer down in Florida. There's tons of them. Like, she just drive around and just pick her favorite billboard.
Yeah, I think we talked about, like, did we talk about lawyers on the last? I don't know. Kind of went off the rails.
I'm sure. Either way, Tyreek just can't find himself not on Tablet's radar.
Yeah, or domestic violence. Can't stay away from that, too.
Yeah. At least he was doing it a good sporting. But like,
yeah, he gave her a chance. We all one head up.
Charger. Fucking rough. Yeah, you decide. Speaking of, like, charges and pushes, you see, have you heard much about this whole discourse with the storming the court thing in college basketball?
Very little. I'll let you go.
I don't even have like a time. I just know like someone was a Thursday, Friday, I think. Big college basketball game. It was Duke at Wake Forest, and I think Duke's pretty decent. And Wake Forest got looking to lock up, try to lock up, and cement their way into the playoffs before like March Madness and everything like that. But anyways, so yeah, they pull off a big win against Duke at home. Boom, court storming. Student body storms a court. And there's a bunch of videos of it. One of the star players on Duke, because he's still walking off the court from like mid court off to the bench and out. If you watch the video, it looks like a kid thrown by him, and he kind of gives him a big push, and then he gets it, and everyone kind of comes at him, like coming by and crashes. So, da 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 da. I don't think he's actually injured or it's nothing crazy, but yeah. All week here on sports radio, it's just been a big discourse with everyone talking about storming the court and all this shit.
But don't they get fined when they storm the court?
You know, I don't think they do in basketball. See, I think that's the thing in football. It's they get big deal fined when that happens, and then I think they get even bigger deal fined when they fuck around with say the uprights, which is what happened. Like, so every time like volunteers do this, like I think they get fined like $100,000, which for a lot of those programs, I think it's a big deal, whatever. Everyone had the time of their life. And then
don't give a shit.
Then they pull off the uprights, they fuck it into the fucking river and shit.
Yeah, that's like, sweet.
That's awesome, man. It's like a fucking parade down the street. Like, I'm sure they probably get fined by the time that's said and done. A couple $100,000. But, like, holy shit, that's the coolest stuff ever.
Just holding up traffic so you can fucking chuck the upright
in the river. It's just like, you're not even holding up traffic, you're just growing your mob. Because they're in locals, like, holy shit. Like, I'd pull over and I'd start marching with them.
Yeah.
I'd find a spot to park and be like, yeah, I'd like to be a part of this.
Light your torch. Yeah. Like, let's go.
Mm-hmm. We go to the harbor, boys? So anyways, yeah, so football, no, they fine it. But yeah, college basketball, I think it's more... still embrace like a cool part of just what happens in it, but yeah, of course, everyone just it's Duke, so it happened to a Duke player, so they're just really pissed about it. So, whole thing, I think, who's the new coach or Shire or whatever the hell after Coach K, he's just pissed about it and shit like that. So, yeah, I don't know, this is all interesting thing. I think everyone just let the kids have fun.
Yeah, watch
Storm the court looks awesome.
Yeah, if you're a player on the court too, you have to be aware that this is happening, or like the first person runs by, like wouldn't you be like put your head on the swivel after that, like, oh fuck, people are gonna be blasting on by me.
Yeah, and I mean obviously you gotta go on student body too. It's like, don't be don't be getting into anything with anyone, which it didn't initially start like that by any means, looks like. It's just, it's a lot of traffic, and I think this guy made the first move and made it a thing.
Make the first move, Conway.
Yeah. Boom. So, yeah, I don't know. I just want on the record, I'm pro court storming. Just want that Gertie pro court storming.
But yeah, plus sign. Check.
Plus.
Yeah. Court storming more.
Yeah, I say we storm them more. We should just do more of it.
It's a good idea. Get the people going.
Get some jazzed. So, yeah, I don't know. That was a thing that happened, and people have been just shooting hot takes on it all week. So, yeah, I'm fucking sports. People are still going off about the NBA All-Star game on sports radio. It's truly the slowest times post-football.
Yeah, did you see, this is my only football note of the week. Did you see Johnny Manziel was talking to Shannon Sharpe, and he said he lost.
Oh, yeah, that happened after Tuesday last week.
Yeah, 210 pounds to 170.
Oh, 40 pounds, buddy.
Shannon Sharpe's like, how do you lose 40 pounds in that amount of time?
Strictly a blow diet, brother.
Yeah, strictly a diet of blow.
Oh, yeah, fucking big pimping.
Yeah.
Spending G's.
I mean, Johnny Manziel is a complete fuck-up, but also, like, just respect the ability to self-destruct so heavily.
Yeah. This is an carry ability to talk about. Yeah, 207 pounds. That's crazy. 210, you're a small guy already playing weight.
Holy yeah. Shit.
Just like, I got to go away for a little bit. I'll be back.
I got some stuff I want to do.
Yeah, do you got any disguises? I'm going to
be in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, Shannon Sharpe just getting killed. Just the sweetest interviews, seems like, lately.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of like seen some other clips of this too. When he was what Johnny was talking about, you know, a lot of like he's self aware of like what he did, and has a lot of remorse for it now. And like,
yeah, he seems to be pretty in touch. The whole thing, I gotta give him credit for anything I've seen him in the last couple of years. Like,
yeah, at least he's not like, oh, like I've all the bad things happened to me. Like, he's not doing one of those. He's very aware that he was the problem, and he fucked
everything
up. Oh,
yeah, and he's very much gotten to that conclusion, like, pretty quickly, which is kind of refreshing. Whether or not he hangs around and becomes relevant as a personality, that's yet to be seen. But, like, I don't know, like, because I seen a thing on, like, Ryan Leaf not that long ago, which, you ever watch anything with him? He's just a miserable sack of fucking shit. I can't stand the guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because he's saying thing. He's a big fuck-up fucking, like, first-round pick guy. Well, or, yeah, first-round pick dude. But, yeah, this is a very long and drawn-out affair of him, like, coming to terms with being a fuck-up. And now he's just an asshole to boot. Not Ryan Leaf guy.
You write that down, Gertie. Ryan Leaf, X.
Minus.
Yeah, minus, yeah. Less.
Our eyes, I got lost. But yeah, I like, I don't know. Manziel, fuck, he seems like he's all right. He's very self-aware. It's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, he's self-aware. He's like, I feel bad for, like, ruining, like, the end of, like, Joe Thomas's career. Like, other guys, too, like, I'm very aware that they were counting on me, and I was just, essentially, he's like, I'm just fucking around.
Blew it. Yeah. Yeah, I fucking did not contribute.
I couldn't have cared less. I had blow to do.
Yeah. I wonder what kind of, like, money that guy's sitting on even now, like, still, like.
I think I looked it up after his,
his net worth?
Yeah, like, his net worth after, like, the Manziel Netflix thing or whatever. I think it was, like, $1 or $2 million or something.
That's all right.
I'm sure that's, like, just based on rights and, like,
probably, hopefully, by the grace of God, he shelled a little bit off, at least did that, and it's locked it away forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe spent some of that Texas A&M McDonald's money on that.
I think that all went to blow, but
I'm guessing so. You never know.
I mean, he ran through like $4 million or some shit, like in that thing. Like,
also, that's the other thing too. That part, and I listened to that part too, and I love too that he's just leaning right into talking about it. And there's more and more guys that are doing that, which is so funny. Cause it's like, what are you gonna fucking do about it? Like, now you do NIL. I can't believe it's bullshit. And, like, really, nothing happened to Manziel. There's a lot of dudes that nothing happened to. And then you got, like, Reggie Bush and whatnot. It's fucking Heisman and shit. Like it's so funny. And they're like, yeah, I don't know, whatever. I'll just make all this money on the side. Sell jerseys, jerseys.
He was rubbing his fingers doing the money thing when he scored a touchdown.
Like, yeah. Like, fuck. Which is awesome. I love that they're just talking about it. It's like, what are you going to do about it, NCAA? Fuck you.
I'm a big boy now.
Yeah, like, you guys do it now. It's legal now, so you can piss off.
I got my big boy pants on.
I'll put your NIL on my balls, Capitan. Anyways.
And then you see too, now that we're on cocaine diet, like that he's a part of like the Phoenix Coyotes organization, like Adam Ruzicka. I didn't even actually hear his name, I only read it, but he put like an Instagram story up of just like him just like with a plant of cocaine. Just like, yeah, put it on his Instagram story, having a beer, having one chalked up. His contract was terminated immediately the next day, but imagine. Yeah, I don't know, big goof, I guess. Whoops. Big whoops. Maybe try to send it to somebody else, or just, I don't know how you fudge that up, put that on your Instagram story for everyone to see, but.
I thought it was a Snapchat to my girl. Yeah. Actually, my boy.
Yeah, to my lads. Look at me. I'm being bad.
Oh, no.
No. Turns out everybody gets to see it, and I don't have a job tomorrow.
Yeah. Speaking of guys with crazy things that got pulled over with, did you see about, what's his name, Darnell Arnett? Former Rays player.
Damon Arnett.
Damon Arnett. He got busted. What happened to him? He got DUI, but then he got pulled over with a ton of drugs.
Didn't he have, like, some... he had, like... under a gram of meth.
Oh, it was that much, but I read the thing he was trying to say. It was just Adderall. It's like, kind of looks like meth.
And he had a gun.
Ah, classic.
And he's already had some gun charges. So.
Yeah, because he had the Instagram post with the rifles. That's when he got cut, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then after that, he got possession and firearms charge, too. And, yeah, former Raider, but also former Kansas City Chief, so... he was their last, we'll just call him a former chief. Mm-hmm. They put up with that kind of behavior. We did not. So.
Yeah. What does that tell you? It speaks volumes. It
tells you everything you need to know.
It speaks volumes.
Yeah, I think he was like in Texas or something.
I don't know. It was in Texas. I was like, whoa.
His last time it was something to do with like a casino valet in Las Vegas where he got in trouble. But
yeah. And Richard Sherman got a Dewey on Saturday, it sounded like.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
I think I tagged you in that thing of... Brittany Griner mugshot is like Richard Sherman DUI. That was so funny.
I laughed at it too. So actually, okay. First of all, yeah, and he got pulled over like what, mid morning,
2 a.m. or something.
Oh, I thought it was even later than that. Oh, but
I seen two, but
yeah, that's probably right. But he was going like fucking 70, something like a 50, so just flying.
And he said he had two margaritas.
Yeah. Oh no. Ah, Sherm. What a bummer. Also, did you see that thing ever going around about Brittany Griner, like her talking? Everyone's like, holy shit, that's what she sounds like when she talks.
Yeah, I think she might be a man. I don't know.
Have you seen her?
Yeah, have you seen her like in an Arizona pool with her top off?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that video?
I have.
It's quite strange.
It's interestingly weird.
There's a lot of questions.
Though. Yeah, more questions. Either way, she's got a voice.
That's what you sound like?
Oh my God, I've never heard you talk before.
Yeah, we traded her for like the Merchant of Death.
That's right. Nicolas Cage from that movie. Yeah. I don't know. That's gonna go down. That's gotta be out there with like Russ Wilson. I don't know, just some all time bad trades.
Oh yeah. Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson to Denver. Or sorry, Denver taker Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I'm blanking on all-time bad trades just on top of my head.
The second I said it, I had nothing else. So bad. I mean, we all know there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, I'm sure you can just Google bad trades.
Yeah, right, like here's your opportunity to say them to your steering wheel.
Whatever you're doing. I'm not going to go through the brain power. I'm already on to the next thing.
Yeah, boom, next. Next man up. What do you got?
Lead makes you stupid, apparently.
Oh, hell yeah. I like my fuel with my lead.
I come across on Instagram. Oh my God, I just remembered something else. I gotta say it right now because I'll fucking forget. Instagram, I'm just scrolling Instagram yesterday. And I didn't send this to you, but I should have. I'm just scrolling. Got into the pick-me-up truck. Scrolling. It's like the fourth thing I hit on the day because I've been working. So I haven't really been on the Instagrams. Fucking fourth scroll. It's just this chick with both her Johns out, swaying in the wind, and she's got this baby, and she just like puts the baby up to her titty, and I'm like, this is what we've come to. Is like we're just having breasts out now on Instagram. And
this is insane. There used to be rules.
Yeah, and I'm just going to feed this baby. So I send this to a bunch of people because I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, look what I just ran into.
You need to see
this. And I think a lot of people appreciated it because it was fucking wild. But I got to go read the comments now, right? It's not even a real baby. It's a fake baby. This chick is pushing her OnlyFans by pretending to have a baby to put her titties on Instagram and get by as like this breastfeeding thing, which I don't know how you can... I don't know how the rules work for that, okay? But
apparently that's the loophole.
That's the poop hole loophole or whatever. We're going to just have a fake baby and just dump your yits on Instagram. And so, yeah, I send this. And now, guess what happens?
Your algorithm.
Oh, my God. One day this happened. One thing I sent. Now I can't scroll fucking 10 scrolls without this same woman coming up with her fucking boobs out on all these different accounts. Like mom's breastfeeding, mom's this, mom's that. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my good Christ.
I don't know how, like, it's so fast how you can ruin your own algorithm and online identity by sending something that I thought was funny and outrageous. Oh,
No.
Yeah, so now I can't even scroll without looking over my shoulder first to see if some chick's going to whip her boobs out and pretend to fake feed a baby.
Are you looking at a chick feeding a baby? No!
I'm not trying to.
It's been hijacked. My algorithm. That's what I've been trying to tell everybody. That's upsetting.
We keep talking about how there's too much porn and shit or whatever. There's no end to the madness that they'll go to just to expose themselves.
No end to this madness.
I can't even open my phone without accidentally seeing a pair of Johns now. Yeah.
You'd think this would be sweet, but it's not.
It's not. It's not sweet at all. We've went too far.
This is too many Johns. Yeah. Twitter's fucking wild. And Instagram, apparently.
Yeah. It's leaked from Twitter into my other spaces of just having no rules for anything.
No rules.
I hadn't seen 1,000 Ways to Die for a while. I thought maybe it got shut down.
Yeah.
It's back. It came back.
I actually, because I noticed this like last week, but I didn't say it out loud. I was just like, I'm not going to say it. Like I, at one point last week, was going to say it to you. And I was like, no, I want this social experiment to continue. So I've just actively been not saying it out loud or talking about that. And yeah, it hasn't really come across my feet. It's about to now. Now that like it's hurt us. It's like, yeah.
Death, people dying on scooters in third world countries.
Like a sea can falling on some dude like Wile E. Coyote fucking style.
Yeah, but Wile E. Coyote doesn't get back up.
I know. It's crazy how the setup is always very similar, but obviously it ends terribly. He doesn't, like the metal, the sea can doesn't like bend around him and put an imprint of him in it.
No.
And like, he's just like, he like lifts up the sign and says, oh boy.
Ouch.
Yeah. Ouch. Yeah, like, I can assure you that's not how it goes.
Instead, the sea can makes an imprint on him.
Yeah. A big imprint.
That's the harsh reality of physics.
And weight.
Yeah. Gravity.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. You touched on the OnlyFans thing. I seen this article. Like, what did you say? It was on New York Times.
Yeah, I scrolled by it on New York
Times. The Soprano star, Christopher's girlfriend, Adriana, apparently paid for her mortgage with her OnlyFans in minutes, she says.
Yeah, pretty tight. When you mentioned her name, I brought her up in the tennis outfit on my computer so I could show you.
Oh, splendid.
Yeah. That's why it's 5 minutes. I think I read 5 minutes was she paid her mortgage.
Yeah. After she's like about to get kicked out of it too, which is good for her. Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, really? She's like, down bad for money?
I graced that article. It was like, yeah, it was a bad spot. Like, during COVID and shit. Yeah, she's in a tough spot. And then she's like, fuck it. And then like, boom, immediately. Some fucking Adriana Italian titties just sold the masses.
Yeah.
I don't even know if her stuff's actually even X-rated.
I don't know. I don't
There's
have...
There's a good chance it's not.
I don't have OnlyFans, but this is intriguing me.
Yeah. We gotta find these leaks.
I've seen Sopranos many of times, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it says she's 52 now.
Good for her.
Good for her. Also, I mean... Yeah, you get to keep the house, but you sold your body and soul, so...
Oh,
I mean,
okay. Okay. I mean, that's for you and God to figure out. Okay. But we have morals.
This is part of the problem, man.
Yeah, it's true. Well, at least that's behind a pay block. That is in a place designated for such things, like a strip club. It's not just out and about, like in my Walmart or in the mall. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is true, but it's all like it's just. Like
it's a good behavior. No, I hear you.
No, I don't really care. I just thought it was funny to say, but. But it is a part of the problem, though. It's everybody's doing it. Everyone's doing this thing. And that's how people are finding ways to dump their Johns on my Instagram is to get a little bit ahead of the curve. So someone will get intrigued and be like, oh, well, maybe one day I want to be a baby. Like,
maybe one day I'll show my John.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
Because if she's making this fake stuff with a baby, there's dudes like, yeah, I'm totally.
Oh, God, gross.
I want to put on a baby's bonnet and suck your boobies.
Boo.
I can only imagine.
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what's happening.
It's filth.
That's disgusting. We have morals around here at this point.
Yeah, and that's the problem is. I'm pretty loose with
what I can't believe I'm feeling that way.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's so much stuff as of late that I find morally wrong, and I feel like my moral barometer is very broad, where it's like, whatever. Like, if I gotta like think about something, like maybe we should tighten that up a little bit. We're kind of like too far.
Yeah, what does that say? Are we just becoming Republicans?
Yes, but
early onset Republic.
This would have been like execution in like the 1960s if you dishonored your family this way, like not that long ago. Yeah, don't ever come back to the house again.
I think we've seen enough of you.
Yeah,
literally.
Yes, I see you with that fake baby.
Oh my God, what is this? Like one of them ones like a first aid course?
No, like it looked pretty real because like it has like the hair.
Is it AI?
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't think it was moving. She just like held like the face kind of way, but you kind of see, and then like the hair looked real. And obviously, I wasn't looking too hard because this chick has her boobs out.
I was like, yeah, I was caught up with some.
By the way, great Johns.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Let's.
That's the problem.
Review, what's the review on those?
Yeah.
Just separately, on their own, objectively.
Yeah. There's a reason why she's making money at
out
this.
Of five. What do we say?
4.5 minimum.
Nice one.
Yeah, great for her. Like 4.8, I would say.
4.8?
Oh, high. Oh. Quality.
Fucking A. I might have to get that.
I'm going to show it to you. Like, I'm going to find it.
All right. I'd love to see. I mean, just go scroll a couple times. Apparently, this show.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to, but we don't have
also, it. There was a Gillis bit on SNL that was something like, because he's like, him and his buddy, they're at a bar. And these bitches, like, they're talking about, like, ads, getting targeted them on their phones. Like, yeah. What's up with that? He's like, I keep getting these ads for like these weird butt plugs, like Green Bay Packers butt plugs. And I was like, well, are you looking for it? He's like, no. He's like, maybe my wife is as a goof. He's like, isn't your wife like the minister? Well, yeah, I mean, she takes my phone all the time and she's just goofing me. It's like, yeah, you put a butt, it like plays the Go Packers Go song, but what's in your butt, it's just faint. But then when you open your mouth, it's like really loud and amplified. Apparently the Packers, a bunch of fans were trying to protest it. I don't think they played it in Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
I think so.
What?
Yeah, like I read a thing. It's like, yeah, they didn't play the air that on that part of the episode in like Wisconsin. They're pissed about it. And he's like wearing a Packers shirt. I was like, this is hilariously specific to like as a real, because he's like an actual football fan. So he's like, this is the best team you probably could have picked for this bit.
Okay, I have the footage right here of the
live. I'm gonna rate it live.
Yeah, and this is the problem is we're gonna click on this again and it's gonna fucking re-energize my feed for this.
Oh yeah, you need a burner feed.
So, anyways, this is like somebody that listens to the show. I sent this to, so you can just like read the conversation around it too, which is hilarious. But
okay, what in the world? Yeah, 4.8, easy.
Yeah, they're great Johns.
So wait, this baby's not real?
No.
Or like it's, oh man, yeah, it is really weird when she like the comes way she, off the camera.
And your eyes are off, like, well, I'm a pervert, so immediately my eyes are not on the baby's
dude, head. Yeah, no, it's definitely fake. I see it now. It doesn't make any facial movements.
Can you see the
conversation? It's hard to separate your eyes from the other stuff going on.
Can you
on.
See the conversation? Can you go back?
Go back.
You don't have Instagram.
She's hot still. She's hot
still. Yeah. So I didn't even notice. But he's like, yeah, the baby's fake.
So that's breastfeeding is beautiful. Hashtag on that. Okay. I see the loophole she's taking here. It's hard to not watch.
The problem is it's not like, get off there. Don't be clicking on breastfeeding like, is beautiful. It's going
to
fuck up.
I'm not clicking on. I need to see the evidence one more time. I need to watch the exhibit A one more time.
The problem is, too, I clicked on breastfeeding is beautiful because I like.
Oh, no, you don't want to click on that.
I had to because I was like, what the fuck?
Apparently it's so beautiful.
Yeah, and it's not even like her account. Like, that's what I wanted to see, is if it was like her account. Mm-mm. No, it's just like other people doing this, but I don't know if she's just found this fucking loophole of.
That's how you dump your guns. Yeah, by the way, I conclude with 4.8 as well.
Yeah.
They are fat. They're tremendous.
Yeah, she's fucking got dynamite. Us. Yeah, she's got us. Yeah, I'm bitching about it, but.
Dynamite. Okay. Man, this is a horny episode. We always say we need hornier episodes. Today we're bringing the goods.
I should just put this on my feed.
I read a thing yesterday. Sydney Sweeney is also a Steelers fan, apparently. So that's completely unrelated. I just want to say that.
Right? Has nothing to do with boobs.
To do with the conversation. But I came across this information yesterday. I was like, "Fuck, sweet, love to have you aboard."
Well, lady, come on in.
Come on, fine. Water's warm. Yeah, so we got her going. We got her on the nation.
She's gonna be breastfeeding babies on the.
Stop it! You stop that right now.
I didn't do this. It's been done to me.
Oh man, the timeline is fucked. All right. Anything? What else cool? Got some else cool cooking?
Yeah, I have a lot of stuff, but
okay. Well, I watched. I went to sleep early, and I got up. I watched the WWE Elimination Chamber at 3 in the morning on Saturday morning.
Yeah, I'd probably rather remove my toenails with a fucking pair of pliers.
It was pretty easy. I just went to bed at like 8. Like, I got like 6 hours of sleep.
Got my full 8 hours.
Yeah, like, I guess I might as well get up and watch this. Yeah, it was all right. Australia time. Fuck, is in Perth, and I wasn't over there when I was there, but yeah, man, this is a sweet fucking soccer field right by. Right on the city edge, and fuck, we got fireworks blowing. The Elimination Chamber. The women's match was awesome. It was like a fucking hour-long banger. Becky Lynch won that. She's going to fight Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. Rhea Ripley beat that big chick as well. She stinks. She's the worst. Hate that chick.
Get her out of here. Yeah,
Jax. Rhea Ripley. I don't know if you've seen her trending online. She had some pretty good gifs and clips from her match. Her ass was shaking around in a wet smash. It was pretty good.
I don't know.
Oh, sorry. It's a horny episode.
Oh, shit. Talking about butt cheeks flapping?
Butt cheeks wiggling. Just a jiggling away.
It's the right amount of jiggle. Yeah. What is it about? There's a little bit of jiggle somewhere makes the front of your pants.
And she's
tight.
Like, and I look sharp. They like the chick got her in a sharpshooter, and it's like, oh, whoa. Your legs in crazy places.
She's looking like Tyreek Hill in that woman.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a break it. So yeah, Becky. So Becky Lynch won the Elimination Chamber, and then Rhea Ripley won her match. So they're going to meet in WrestleMania. And then the men's one ended up being that Drew McIntyre guy. But anyways, the funny part by the end of it, so Logan Paul was in it. And his big bit for last year, it's like he always shows up with like brass knuckles. So it's like near the end of this thing, he pulls out his brass knuckles and he puts them on and says, yeah, like he's just selling it in the middle of the ring. Because I'm watching, it's like, yeah, this is literally seconds before fucking disaster. Because like out of frame, like out of camera frame, here comes Randy Orton, just drops an RKO on him in the middle of the fucking ring. Pins up, eliminated. It's like 5 seconds later.
Fuck, damn.
And so then it's just Randy Orton, this other guy. It looked like Randy Orton's about to win it. And it's why we're watching. Because you see Logan Paul kind of like laying and lingering in the side of the ring. I was like, the fuck's this all about, eh? So like Randy Orton, I think he RKO's the last guy, and he's about to pin him and win it. Logan Paul comes out of nowhere because it's the Elimination Chamber, so no disqualification. But there was another guy that broke into the ring and beat up on guys. So honestly, it's like, well, we can't have everyone just hanging around when they're eliminated. Like, we have to have some rules here. Like the non-disqualification can't make it a free-for-all. How will it ever end? But anyways, yeah.
Everybody leaves in body bags.
Paul comes up and crunches Randy Orton. So then he ends up loose in the Elimination Chamber. So Drew McIntyre won. So you will be facing Seth Rollins at WrestleMania.
Just Cody bringing dangerous weapons. Like, those are illegal in Australia for sure. Brass knuckles.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's like, gets arrested, like Bart Simpson, like when he's in Australia. Bring him back.
Oh, does he get arrested now?
No, he gets, yeah, he goes to court because he had a bunch of like long distance calls racked up some kid. It's great. And then they have the big boot that they boot him with.
Oh, yeah.
That's when they bring all the frogs to Australia, an invasive species. Anyways. Yeah, then Cody Rhodes showed up. I think what's going to shake out here is Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns are going to fight at WrestleMania. Cody Rhodes is going to win that. And I think Cody Rhodes and The Rock are going to fight at SummerSlam. I think that is what's starting to formulate here, I think. This is all speculation. It's wrestling. It changes week to week.
It's fluid.
It's a very fluid situation. So that is the WWE Elimination Chamber quick roundup review.
But it was good.
It was good.
Yeah, it was worth the early morning wake up.
It. Actually, it was pretty all right. Yeah, I had a good time. We had a nice time. It's like, fuck. And then like it ended. And it was like, just getting to be light. It's like 7. It's like, well, let's go get some Starbucks.
Oh, I would have been crawling right back into bed.
Oh, no. It's like perfect. So that's like, man, have like a nap at like 9. Like, wake up. And it's like still not even fucking noon. This is the weirdest day.
That kind of sounds nice, though.
It was interesting. It's very interesting.
It's good to keep the body guessing.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw out some haymakers.
So, yeah, the best part is you got your 7 hours before, and then...
Yeah, logged it in, so it wasn't a rapid, because it was like, oh, I still got to go to bed at a normal time, or else I'm really fucked for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
So, well, it worked out nicely. Yeah. So, yeah, Elimination Chamber, things are heating up. It's WrestleMania season. We're in a good spot. Good spot.
I just watched this clip of La Parca and Goldberg fighting from...
oh God!
Whatever those, yeah. I think the match starts.
Does Goldberg almost kill him?
Yeah,
yeah.
La Parca just hits him with this fucking chair because La Parca always had a chair for some reason. All I know this is because of fucking WCW Revenge, but he always had the fucking the chair. So he whapped, like Goldberg's telling him, "Come on!" He whaps him with the chair, and then La Parca turns around and does like his La Parca like shimmy. And he turns around and it's just a Goldberg spear. Boom, blasts him. Picks him up, does like his finisher or whatever. Like when he lifts him up. I don't know what it's called.
Like Goldberg's?
Yeah.
What was it? Like a jackhammer or something.
Yeah, he picks him up and he spins him.
Yeah,
and he just
drops him. Yeah.
Yeah, so like he spears him into like next week, picks him up, fucking turns him around, pins him. And like all the people are going crazy. I think it was like 94-0, his fucking record.
Oh, yeah.
The cameras are showing the signs and. Fucking Bill Goldberg's just like staring into the screen. You can't hurt me. And his fucking traps in his net. Like there's like just like this whole. Yeah. It looks. It isn't even like a human. He's just like just roided.
His shoulders are nuts in his prime.
Yeah, he's just mostly steroids.
Almost exclusively. Yeah. And he's so bad. Like if you ever watch any, like every they keep coming across my shit because I watch him, but. Do highlight reels from his fights and man, like it's crazy. Like he didn't kill anybody. He's so fucking bad because like they pretty much picked him off the street. Like I think he was like I want to say he's kind of like a washed up foot.
Yeah, he's collegiate football.
Yeah, like and I think he's just like riddled with like knee shit. Like he just never it just could not make the transition to pro. So he kind of doing that and plus he's jacked and like looks the part. So like barely this guy like had like a no wrestling experience and. Because I think he, like, almost killed Bret Hart. Like, Bret Hart fucking hates him. Like, yeah. They have an ongoing feud. And there's one last week. I can't remember who it was. Because, yeah, he doesn't pull off that jackhammer. Because if you don't pull it off, like this guy lands on his fucking neck. And it's like, oh, that, like, you could just watch it. It's like, that doesn't look good.
Whoops.
Oh, he's so, yeah. But, yeah, he's jacked. He's yoked. Yoked up. What the hell else? Yeah, that's wrestling. Oh, actually, before I leave wrestling, we also are watching on A&E on, like, Sundays. They do this rival show. So they're just talking about, like, this was the season opener. So they did The Rock and Triple H's feud, like, in the 90s and 2000s. So it's just, like, all this shit from, like, back, like, then was watching wrestling. It's like, oh, yeah, this is fucking awesome. There's a couple fights specifically, like the one ladder match. So, yeah, I very much remember watching this, like, shit live. This was awesome. And then there's, like, a Mankind one, too, that was on. And then, yeah, they're fucking sweet. Just watching old wrestling docs.
Yeah, they're like being teleported back to being like, I remember watching that live like something 20 some years ago or whatever.
Yeah,
like it's always a weird feeling.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's like, yeah, I kind of like, there's a couple things they talk about and then it gets like the highlight reel of the match. It's like, yeah, I remember this. It was like Royal Rumble was one. And yeah, I very much remember it.
I think crazy now too, like how fast, well, obviously time is moving, but like when did High Def come out? Yeah, it's
streamlined like 06.
I was gonna say even later than that, but
yeah, maybe like I want to say before like 10, but yeah, which when all the networks are on it,
I'll just fucking Google it.
Yeah, I kind of want to say I was living at home and remember that transitioning out on NBC and well, shit.
High Def was in 1998, but that can't be like that's not the
no, that's not the one we want.
Well, 4K TV came out in 2012. That's probably more.
Ultra. That's not the one I.
No.
Because yeah. It's when everything. When did everything go widescreen? Yeah. When did cable go widescreen? Like, change. Because it kind of. I think they also changed the aspect ratio and everything. Computer?
Between the 90s and early 2000s. Oh. That doesn't really help either. Anyways, I guess like what I was getting at is that, like looking back, like whatever 10 years, let's say, and be like, oh, I remember watching that, and it's like all in high def now. Mm. I remember you used to like look nostalgically back at something, and it was like filmed like on a camcorder or whatever, and had
yeah.
that.
Yeah, America's funniest film.
Yeah, like the wavy look. And,
yeah.
Now, as you look back 10 years, it's like fucking ultra high def still. You're like, oh shit.
Yeah, actually, okay. So, yeah, I'm trying to think. Because actually, yeah, 08, 09, because I looked up that 30 Rock episode. There's one they just make a whole joke of that episode where it's all HD cameras they updated. Because that's in 09. I'm trying to, because I also, like, right at Super Bowl, just watch, like, all the highlight reels from, like, 1999 and now. And yeah, like around 08, 09, that checks out. Because it just had, like, so everything goes from, like square TVs to 8, like, widescreen.
Yeah.
It goes to 16:9 ratio at some point. Because, like, pretty positive, like, that Steelers Arizona game is in widescreen. It's in HD. But then there's, like, a couple, I think, like the Eagles Patriots one, the other Steelers one, they're very much clearly in standard definition, like early 2000s, like oh, that's 04 and shit like that. But I'm pretty positive the Arizona ones in HD, at least widescreen.
Yeah. Anyways, I thought it was wild that you look back and you're like, oh, so like, you think about it so long ago, and then you see
oh, yeah, they look so bad.
But like, but now they don't look bad looking
no,
back.
No. Anything with that, it's like, oh wow, that looks great. Even for 2012, that looks awesome.
Yeah, we were talking about like AI last week too, and like us talking about the Sora program, which is like text to fucking video, like making these videos and shit, which is crazy. But then I had like another thought this week too. Like, how soon are we till just like having like dudes just having fully AI girlfriends like on the computer? Like the computers, like they're
oh yeah. I mean, isn't that already happening?
Yeah, probably.
Like, but people, that's happening with software, not even AI. So yeah, that cannot be far off.
Like, you got the dudes wearing their goggles at home,
their Apple goggles, like, I look like an incredible asshole. Playing with their crazy jerk off machine.
Oh yeah. Their AI girlfriend's giving him shit for just sitting around jerking off.
AI porn.
Watching fucking breastfeeding videos.
Yeah, you're the worst. Yeah, it can't be that far off.
Yeah, I think it's like mainstream for fucking losers. We're on our way right there, so.
It's bad behavior. How did we get into that directly?
Widescreen television.
Right. Yeah, nothing more to add to that.
Yeah, just some guys wearing their jerk off goggles with their jerk off machines. I'm so close to just like fucking moving to the like, just let me live outside away from
Iceland.
Everybody. Yes, like just get me away from people.
I think it's time to peace.
I'm wondering, you know, does it seem like maybe it's just personally me, but people are just like more high strung. I think it was like from COVID till now, almost. Like, I think COVID really ruffled up people, either more anxious or continuously upset.
Yeah.
And I've been bitching like about saying like how I'm speed running, like just being angry, turning into an angry old man. I was like, I gotta figure out what the connection is. I want to make some sort of connection to the vaccine and me being angry all the time.
I mean, yeah, you definitely could. I would just be blaming the environment and the whole COVID. I don't know if directly on the vaccine. Like,
I know, but
sure.
It's funnier that way.
It definitely is funnier. I mean, sure, do it. I'm not going to stop.
I'm going to write a bit about it.
Yeah. I mean, certainly the whole time.
We're going to destabilize the population by giving them this needle and blocking them up and make everybody
fucking
crazy.
Mostly part interruptions and like the lack of goods and services, what really steamed me that whole time the most. And I feel like it's just starting to recover, actually. Like, things are starting, like, oh, like, I've noticed, at least, it's like parts.
Anything getting shipped is like, oh.
Getting shipped. Yeah, there you go. There's the big thing. Anything involving logistics has kind of begun to normalize. Like, even buying vehicles, I've noticed, it's like, all right, here we go. Feels like we're kind of like, everything's more normal, or back to normal. Like, I don't know. You're not trying to kill people to get fucking some part shipped in the next 4 weeks. It's kind of normal time.
Four months, or yeah, like I
feel like that part's getting better, because that's what's chapped my ass for going on like 4 fucking years.
I thought that was
and nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, I thought that was just a new norm. Now it's everything's just like everything's late because
nobody cares. So.
Because 5 years ago there was this fucking big pandemic, so yeah. Everything forever is fucked.
I don't have any of it.
When are we gonna dust this off and just?
Yeah. So, I don't know, it feels like it is beginning to at least seem a lot better with that. That's a very specific thing I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know we talked about, like, starting a cult before. Mm. I feel like I'm just going to start digging right into that. Like,
yeah.
Like, give me some few acres.
I see a couple of people that share my ideologies and my train of thought.
Yeah, I want to maybe grow some food or something.
Yeah. Get rid of 5G.
Maybe put up a big wall.
Yeah, a dome.
Keep people out, because... It's just the littlest things set me off these days, not to just seeing somebody wearing something. I'm like, what a fucking idiot. Like, and it's just like 2/3 of the people I see don't even have to interact with them. I'm like, fucking idiot.
That's like, did I snap that yesterday? It's like, went somewhere where the guy rolls up with like $100,000 goddamn Denali Duramax, gets out in his fucking flannel, like those flannel pajama pants are just like makes you all like can't punch him.
Yeah.
Like those people. It's like, oh. Yeah, gets out with like $100,000 GMC looking like this fucking hoodlum. I was just watching Chuck shake him a goddamn head.
Was it an older gentleman?
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah, I couldn't bother. Like, oh, it was a nice truck, too. He's like, what a piece of shit move.
Yeah, people got a little bit loose from the pandemic, too. I'm like, outing attire.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm really gonna say, I'm pretty flexible with, like, nice track pants. Like, just anything that's not, like, them fucking flannel or SpongeBob fucking pajamas. You're the fucking worst.
Yeah.
I don't care if you listen. Like, know this.
Yeah.
If you're walking around them fucking SpongeBob, them Walmart fucking flannel pajama pants, you suck.
You're the absolute worst.
You suck. Yeah, you need to evaluate yourself.
Yeah, and
I know which ones I'm talking about.
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah. And I've been guilty of like getting a little more loose and wearing sweatpants. So it's like I don't give a fuck.
Sure, but it's like I'm in danger of looking like a fucking staff member of a fucking professional football team.
Yeah.
Like, or like someone that thinks a quick game of hoops is gonna break out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, it's still loungewear. Like, at least it look nice. Like, it's not fucking gross trash and shit.
I think that's also just coming with age part of it too. It's I don't really care what people like look at me and think as much.
I don't either, but just have some goddamn self-respect.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I think that's lacking in this day and age, self-respect. I mean, you'll pretend to feed a fucking baby with your titties out. I mean,
yeah. People are wild. People are be wilding out here.
Anyways, but I'm gonna make a list of rules for this cult thing that we were talking about before. You're more than welcome to join. I
commandments, if you will.
Yeah. Just more rules to live by.
Yeah, they're more guidelines. Guidelines. Oh, shit. I got to run. Okay, we got to pause for a second. I got to go kill a big spider, apparently.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Pause. Okay, sorry, back. I can report that it was a perfectly normal size spider, but it was a very hard, high, hard to reach place.
Pesky rascals.
My duty, I had to go kill that son of a bitch. So shout out that spider.
It's amazing that bugs.
There's one last spider that's gonna crawl into my mouth tonight.
You're getting the last laugh early.
Yeah. Good luck finding moisture in here.
Yeah.
I hope there's moisture in this garbage can.
I've heard that it wasn't true. Like, you know, that's like the thing is that you eat 8 spiders a year or something.
Yeah, that's not true.
I heard it wasn't true.
Oh.
Sounds good for all you idiot mouth breathers like me out there. Like, oh.
I need all help I can get.
Yeah, wake up in the morning and your mouth is a fucking sandstorm. Yeah, full of, dead carcasses of spiders.
Spitting up daddy long legs.
Spitting legs out of your teeth.
Like gross, like drying up dead spiders.
Oh, it's a big night.
Fuck, Henry brought all the boys.
And a spider 8 orgy.
8 legs, 8 bros, 8 high fives. Get it? Because he's a spider.
It's an act.
A spitter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a disgusting idea, though. Spiders just rooting around in your mouth.
Absolutely disgusting.
Rooting around.
Not that one. He's dead.
He's gone now.
I fucking killed him.
He went to spider hell.
Or maybe he was a perfectly nice spider.
Well, you don't know that because he took his life. You're going to real hell. You're going to people hell.
Yeah, I mean, I might be. Like, it's hard to say. Nobody knows. It's
undecided at this point.
Yeah, TBD. I'll get back to you. I'll circle back around to that. What other headlines? Oh, Brown star-crossed that one off. Shohei Ohtani is back, hit a home run at preseason for LA Dodgers. Yeah, he's back apparently. Or he's hitting. He's not pitching this year. The billion-dollar man. Wow. They were not a baseball podcast.
I don't know if I have a comment. One of our listeners sent me something about baseball. Can't wait for baseball to start. And I was like,
I think the Jays got their shit pushed in like 10-1.
I just sent back a snap of me cleaning the cat litter. And I was like, this is what I think of baseball.
Yeah, it's fucking preseason.
I don't care.
Fucking chill.
Sorry.
Man. I won't be interested until like September.
I think I'm going to just steer right into maybe like NHL playoffs. Might do that, but.
Yeah, it's around the corner. Well,
it's coming up. It's coming a little bit to go, but.
It's more like a block in a corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I just need some sports content.
Oh, shit.
Revitalize myself.
It's cool hockey stuff. You see Patrick Kane was in Chicago.
Showtime.
Yeah, got the stand ovation and won the overtime goal for the Red Wings.
Yeah, it is.
That's fucking sick.
Showtime is like the sickest name, too.
Yeah. Cocaine.
Cocaine Showtime.
Also, I had no idea he was on the Red Wings. That is news that just completely evaded me.
Yeah, I think he signed in the
Yeah, I know he did. So. Yeah, I just missed that. I knew he was on New York and just never really followed up or heard anything else again.
Remember when he punched that cab driver?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was over like a nickel or something.
It was a crazy low tip or whatever the hell it was. If it was a nickel, it was dollars.
Yeah.
It was crazy
low. Maybe he had it coming, though. I don't know.
I feel like I remember talking about this is like a decade ago.
Yeah, I want to say like this was like in their peak of like 2010, 2011, 2012, somewhere in that.
Like I remember that happening, and I remember talking. So I was like, well, maybe that guy shouldn't have been such a dick.
I remember it was like one of my buddies' 18th birthday when they, I think they scored like the game winner. I guess they played Philly, I think that year, and he potted it, and nobody knew it was in the net. And I just remember this because I puked in a urinal that night. It was pretty awesome.
Sweet.
Never done it since, but
something you don't
did it one
do
time at
once.
18 years old, and I was like, I'm good on that.
No, I didn't care for that.
Didn't need to do it anymore.
No.
I still got time to do it more, but I just don't want to.
Circle back around to it.
Yeah, I think that was enough.
I'm trying to get better at it first. Yeah. So my next time
I'm really practicing.
Good. So my next time I'm really good.
I don't want it to be embarrassing.
I'd hate for it to be embarrassing. That's about the worst thing that could happen. Yeah, so that's what's going on. Ohtani, baseball, blah, who gives a shit, and Patrick Kane.
Yeah.
Lot
of Red Wings jerseys are just so dope.
So dope. Classic. Timeless. Classic.
Original Six is actually kind of clean up all over, I think.
The OG?
Original Six is all the jerseys.
Yeah, no, the Red Wings ones are just fucking crisp. Absolutely crisp. What's this other thing I seen today, late in the day? Tom Brady cucked? Apparently he knew Giselle was having an affair on for years before the end of their marriage. Which, I mean, I hate that I have to report this, but we're journalists. But it was trending on Twitter and whatnot. And it's like, oh, Tom, come on, don't say it out loud.
Tom, no.
Tom, no. You
no, Tom.
You didn't need to report that.
Tom, were you sitting in that weird chair in the hotel room that every room has for some reason? Yeah. Pointing kind of towards the bed, but not really. So is it just for some guy to just whack off? And that's what...
Just yeah, Jada Pinkett Smith?
Yeah.
Fuck.
A jiu-jitsu instructor, I think.
Yeah.
He's fucking Tyner and Knots and...
Tyner and Knots. Whoa. Throwing knots at her. Yeah. Knots of rope.
I wonder if Tom Brady was just like going around cities too, just betting women.
Yeah, he seems pretty indifferent about it.
Yeah, I think that would come out though too, like if Tom Brady was out banging women.
It's inevitable. You can't be that big and it just not come out. It just can't.
Then again, nobody really knew much about Tiger Woods sleeping with every woman there for a while.
I know. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like just in the post-Tiger, just the post-world of that ever happening, though.
Yeah.
Man, it's hard to believe Tom Brady.
Too many phones.
Too many phones. Like, it's just hard to believe Tom Brady could get away with that fib for... Especially now that even they've been divorced for, like, 2 years. They'd just be every, like... Boss of Pizza's waitress come out woodwork like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, oh, wicked yeah. Hot.
Yeah, wicked hot. Me and Tom Brady hooked up. Wicked hot down by the park.
Yeah.
Just every like fucking sweet Boston fucking bartender. Like it clearly is New England days.
Yeah, he could still go back there and probably bet half the women in the
state. Yeah, right? Man, yeah. Oh man, hey Tommy, my sister. Wicked hot.
It's just the town. Yeah.
Whose car we taking?
Whose car we taking? You gotta go beat up Tom Brady because he's banging your sister.
Yeah. Oh shit, I'm gonna go beat the shit out of him. Get the boys. We're gonna go beat the shit out of Tom Brady. He's down by the park.
Yeah, what's the thing in Ben Affleck saying the town? He's like, we're gonna go hurt some people. You can never ask me about it.
Yeah.
Whose car we taking?
The town
rocks.
God, movie's
awesome. I gotta watch The Town now.
I've been hearing a lot. It's been coming up in a conversation a lot lately and just hearing people talk. It's like having like a heat moment, I'm finding. So yeah, it's inevitable. I'm watching that movie in like the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think I seen Heat was about to leave Netflix too. I don't know if I need to hit it one more time, but I might.
I may have watched it like 3 times before the end of 2023.
Yeah, I got unnecessary with it.
Yeah, I watched it a couple times, like by quarter 4 of 2023.
Yeah.
Like just the last couple months of the year.
Well, we couldn't stop talking about it. So
good, man. And then I feel like it also like since November, it had the... It's had the Leaving Netflix Soon moniker on it for a while. So I'm like, oh shit, I'd hate to want to not have it. I own that. I have a physical copy of that movie somewhere.
Yeah. Can't wait for the whole internet to go out and you and I. I got a tub of them too.
I have a literal 2 tubs.
Yeah, I got fucking, like a fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I just cranked like Robocop out from not long ago. It's like, yeah, who's an idiot now?
Yeah, I'm going to have entertainment forever. Don't worry about me.
You just gave me the DVD players. I have the technology.
Yeah. I'm going to have it in my bunker at my cult.
Yeah, I'm going to go raid a Walmart or like get like a truck from Fast and Furious 1 and steal all of its DVD players.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's crazy how they still sell like physical copies.
Not at Best Buy anymore.
Really?
Yeah, that just happened like last month. Like they're done. And I was just in there. There's like, clearly no new stock coming in of like video games. I think the movie section, all that shit's already gone. Like they don't sell physical media anymore.
Huh.
Which maybe isn't super outlandish. Like I'm kind of thinking for Best Buy, that's maybe not the biggest waste of time ever. Like Walmart, that would be intense. That would be like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That'd be alarm bells ringing, I'd say.
Well, Best Buy, I'm sure, yeah, I could have... That takes up a lot of shelf space.
Takes
up a lot of
shelf space, and like, why even bother buying the stock? Like,
yeah.
Like, is it real? Like, I don't know.
Are you moving units?
Are you moving that many units? And like, the video game section's been dire there for a while. Like, yeah, that one, like, so I don't buy a lot of any of that physical media anymore. Some things I'm very cool with, some things I'm not, like, yeah. Like, video games, like, there's no way I'm going to the store and buying a fucking game.
Yeah, surprisingly enough, I think as far as, like, entertainment, physical media, it's probably vinyl is what's selling.
Yeah, no, it is. And, like, actually, so I don't know if Best Buy has it, but that's generally a prominent section of most electronic places. Because it's just in London Drugs. And that's a whole, like, 2 aisles. Just vinyls. Yeah, like there's like Taylor Swift's all of her new show. Ozzy's fucking sweet. There's all this new prints of new fucking records. It's fucking wild. Yeah, so yeah, that you're probably right. It's probably a crazy surge with that.
Because yeah, I don't even know. And I guess I don't go into these places and look for this kind of stuff. So, but yes, CDs.
Yeah, like music's been very dead for a while. Like, phew. Yeah, I don't know where you're going to look at CDs. Like, there's an old like HMV kind of place still in the mall. I guess in there. I don't even know how much music's in there. I think it's supposed to be fucking movies. I don't know. I don't know where you're buying this shit anymore. It's weird. And at least music's not as bad. Like the deletion of old material. Like, that doesn't happen near as much in music. But it's much more irritating with movies. It's like, well, first of all, you got movies switching different streaming providers all the fucking time. Some movies just don't straight up exist. Like, you can't find them on any provider. You can't even rent them. Can't buy them. Like, that happens every now and then. A movie just straight up doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Video games, that can happen. But there's also a bigger problem with, like, you have to have the machines from that time to play it. Like, that's a whole other problem.
Yeah. I know you love, like, Ready Player One.
Fucking sick movie.
Yeah, I bought it the other night, too. I had to watch it.
Dude, hilarious. I just seen a guy tweeting about that movie, like, last week. I was like, I think I'm going to watch that movie soon. That movie rocks.
Yeah, awesome.
I also bought it, like, last year. I own that movie.
Yeah, and just with this, like, whole new... with this, like, the latest, like, the Soro AI thing, I didn't really think... You know how they always talk about, like living, like, in the quote-unquote Matrix or, like... You know, simulation. It's more likely that you're in a simulation than not somehow. And I don't know who the dude is that did the math on that. But I was kind of like, yeah, I don't know. We got leaps and bounds to go before, like, I'll seriously consider that. You know, like, how fast things are moving still. But I was like, oh, we have a long ways to go. And, like, just seeing how fast this AI stuff has moved, like, within a year. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Dude, man, today me and my...
We might be inside of it right now.
Dude, man, me and my IT guy were chatting today at work or whatever, and he's like, yeah, we're kind of talking like ChatGPT and AI stuff. He's like, dude, check this out. And, like, he showed me, like, these AI-generated band things on YouTube, because there's one where it's System of a Down doing this, like, a cover of this Madonna song, which they did live once, and but they didn't really play all the song. Like, he did, like, an intro of it, and it's live. But essentially, yeah, it does this whole Madonna song, like Isla Bonita, but it's System of a Down, a cover, and it sounds great. Like, it sounds like System of a Down, like Toxicity, System of a Down, like playing this Madonna song. Like, it's seamless. It's like, holy shit. And then he showed me this other one where it's like Linkin Park AI covers, like doing other songs, and it's like, it's Linkin Park doing which one do we watch that? Like somebody that I used to know. It was a Linkin Park cover. And honestly, it was awesome. I wish I could have this song on my phone. It was fucking sick. It was that song, but Linkin Park.
Yeah.
It was fucking sick. But it's all AI. It's craziness.
Yeah, so...
Like, they're getting good.
I know. Like, it's scary.
It's happened in like a year and a half.
Yeah, it's been like... Even the last year, right? How far it's come. And then watching Ready Player One, it's like everybody just lives in this fucking thing. I was just like, combine both of these stupid thoughts in my stupid head, which, you know, I've thought about this, I guess, before. It's been talked about living in a simulation, but just like rubbing those two things together, I had kind of like an existential crisis for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, man, things are moving too fast.
This is wild.
It's kind of freaking me out a bit.
No, it's not good. I don't, like, literally, we were watching these on YouTube and I was like, holy shit, this is Skynet, man. He's like, I know, this is fine. We literally said we're living in a simulation. It's like, this is not good. It's too powerful.
Yeah, and if you bring that
guy's dead.
There's only two ways to look at that, too. Like, if you, like, bring this idea up to somebody.
Do we get awesome rock and roll covers of other songs? Or does it intercept our nuclear missile codes? I mean, you pick.
No, I just mean like a general of like people accepting the idea of like that being in reality of like a simulation. Like, either you're a complete moron to somebody, or someone's like, yeah, that could totally happen. There's no, oh man, I don't know. It's like, yeah, it could either totally happen or you're like, you're a whack job kind of, I think. Does that make sense?
About a simulation?
Yeah, about like living in a simulation.
So you're saying it's definitively either one of those.
I think, like, I think if you explain the idea to somebody that has no real grasp of it,
I guess. Like, it's like I don't know. I'm not sitting here saying you're a fucking idiot about it by any means.
No, if you.
Also,
I think if you're like above the age of like 55 and you're not directly linked to like, yeah, well, that's the thing too. But if you're like not directly related to IT, like this is like something that's just a not like even a fathomable thing almost. And if you're not like watching how fast everything's moving.
That's true too. Like there's different levels of interest or how much exposure you've had to it.
Yeah.
Because to some people, I'm like, oh, yeah, they're making like those Donald Trump and Taylor Swift like AI talking videos. Like, that's the end. It's like bad deep fake is like kind of the end all be all of your what you've been exposed to, where it's like, you don't even know about the search engine things. And yeah, these AI things, you, like, you ask questions and it gives you, generates whole answers and synopsises and stuff. Like, yeah, there's a very much different exposure rates to it of what you. What you've even seen happening.
Yeah, and just like this.
The more you know, the more you've seen, the more you're like.
The more exposed you are to it. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And
the more worried you are about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the ChatGPT thing, I was like, oh, this is bad, but these are just like words going back and forth and like searches and using previous information. The way that they're like generating images now and stuff.
Yes,
that's what kind of like freaks me out.
When I haven't looked at ChatGPT that, I can only assume that's getting dangerously better and more. Intuitive.
Well, it's like, sure, it's teaching itself.
Yeah, like, if it's generating art or whatever you want to call it, like, surely it's learning to to write and give you information. Like, these things are all just growing exponentially on their own. Like, yeah, I'm assuming, yeah, if it's good at this, it's obviously getting better at the original thing. It's gotten so good at that, it's now creating its own pictures.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild. It's not good. There's like 10 Terminator movies about this.
Yeah, what's that last movie just came out too with Julia Roberts and Ethan Hawke?
Oh, that Netflix movie. I haven't watched it. That,
it kinda,
end, of the, that end of the world thing.
Yeah, I watched
it. It's like Tesla's freaking out as part of it.
Yeah, I kind of watched like the end of it again. It doesn't really give like an explanation of what's going on. But.
So I heard it's pretty ambiguous. I haven't carved out the time to just get around to it. Plus, that's blown over. That was a big deal like a month ago.
Yeah.
That's on me. I take that.
Oh, yeah, it's hard to even, like, you have to know what you're looking for, because I was trying to explain to somebody.
I think it's, like, 2-some hours long. It's like,
I know. I was trying watching it on Saturday night, and it's just, like, we were watching, it's like, how much more? I was like, I just got, like, 20 minutes. It was, like, 1:10 left. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah,
I gotta go to bed.
I just want to, I get so hard carving out time. It's like, I gotta watch this 2-some-hour-long movie. We could just watch, like, Rush Hour 2 in 1.5 hours and be done with it.
Yeah, I want to watch Shanghai Noon again.
Ooh! Love that our heads around Jackie Chan.
Yeah. Oh, we had a big discussion with my buddy in Calgary over the weekend about fucking Jackie Chan doing his. That dude's what, I think like 69 or something.
He's,
we looked
he's
up.
Getting there.
And he's like coming out in another movie, I think. I heard possibly Rush Hour 4 might be in the works.
I think
works
that's
too.
Happening now, actually. I think that was like a few months ago. I think that's legit happening.
Yeah, is he still doing his own stunts? Like, that's crazy.
Just old man stunts? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Making Keanu Reeves look like an idiot.
Oh, yeah, I gotta watch Shanghai Noon though, and he's fucking. Chinese bamboo, very strong. He's pissing on that fucking cloth. And he's
yeah,
like,
they gotta make the freaking ratchet.
Yeah, he's like, you're bending the bars with it. Piss rope or whatever.
You know, if I'm ever in a jail, though, and like I got rope or I got a t-shirt and a body full of piss, like, I'm gonna try it. You know, I'm gonna try that move.
A Chinese bamboo.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's very strong.
At least like a broomstick. Snap of my leg. Make yourself a little tension pulley or whatever.
Yeah, I.
Let's see if physics engineer we picked out of that.
Yeah, 71 or 69, I think he was. I was like, holy.
Yeah, no, that
balls.
Sounds right. Yeah.
Which is crazy because you know what? The weather has turned here again, and it's slick outside. And I was just thinking, like, you're fucking 70 years old. Ice becomes a fucking death sentence to you.
Yeah, I can't be around this stuff.
Like, I was like just pumping up.
Parking lots are a danger.
Yeah, this is what brought it up. Where I was like pumping my truck and this older lady like parked to the side and walked across the whole parking lot. And I'm like looking around. I was like, it's slipped.
Be careful, my lady.
Like, this lady is one slip away from losing it all.
Utter disaster.
Yeah, she just falls and all of her loot comes out. Like, it's over.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah, parking lot wins again.
Yeah, your hair gets like the more dangerous the parking lot becomes.
Yeah, you're gonna want to stay away from that ice.
Ugh. Welcome to the only ageist podcast available.
Welcome to the Elimination Chamber. Yeah. And it is the North Polar Vortex.
For the next challenge, we're going to hose down this parking lot.
And make everyone walk across it.
Ethel, I think you're going to have some trouble in this event.
Yeah, we're going to drop them off in their white Cadillacs in the middle of the parking lot. And they have to get into that Walmart.
Yeah, we're dropping off at the door. You got two ice patches to go by. Godspeed.
Godspeed. See you on the other side.
And to be fair, I mean, one slip could take it all from anybody, I guess. You fucking whack your head.
But don't need it. Yeah, it's terrible stuff.
But yeah, it just...
Real villain.
Yeah, the graph just goes like by age and like chances of dying from...
Yeah. You just mix in like a hip replacement. It's like... Yeah. Like, you know, the more aftermarket parts you like, change out, the... It's worse for you.
Yeah, it's dangerous out there. It's dangerous time.
Step lightly.
Yeah, as soon as it snows, too, like in my neighborhood, I got like those traffic circles. Oh. Every time it snows, there's just some dickweed that just drives right through the middle of them. Oh, like, yeah. Oh, fuck. Because, you know, you're just going in, breaking, melting, whatever, freezing, all these spots. Notoriously slick. Every time it snows, I'm just like driving by. I'm like, yep, guarantee. And just some just cloud right over. Right
through the center, like a scope.
And the best part is, like, it's at the next one, too. So I wonder if it's just the same person that just, like, fuck, boom, 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 keeps driving. Like, I guess I'll just do it on the next one, too.
What are they going to do? Stop me? I'm getting away with it, aren't I? I guess.
I'm saving mileage.
Okay, man. Think of all the fuel savings.
If you just cut all these traffic circles.
I guess. Yeah, that's like 20 feet a pop.
Yeah, I'm trying to go as a crow fly as much as I can.
That's a crow fly. Yeah. Hell yeah, brother. Yes, my brother. yeah.
Yeah, I seen another thing too. Speaking of driving and shit on the way here, I know I tweeted about it. But I'm just driving along on the way over here. I look across, and there's this lady. Well, first, I brought my attention to this vehicle because it has one of those... My attention. Those flip-down screens in the back. Like, for the kids.
Yeah, watch the little fucking...
what you need a DVD for, probably.
Yeah, remember that technology?
Anyways, yeah, that's...
What kind of van was this? Was it like a Pontiac Montana?
No, it was... Chrysler, so.
Ooh, a town and country.
Yeah. Anyways, it's white, but I should have got a license plate and phoned the cops on her.
Hey, you need to arrest this lady.
So my attention is drawn to the back.
This is citizen's arrest.
The back seat of like the DVD flip down. I was like, oh, damn. Don't see that very much anymore.
I love when you see those who try to guess what they're watching. Or it's like
every time.
You can vividly see what they're... It's like, man, why are they watching Dodgeball?
Why are they watching Shanghai Noon?
Oh, yeah, holy shit. Holy shit, those kids watching Shanghai Noon.
Anyways, there's a fucking... It's a car full of rugrats. And the lady driving is on FaceTime. I can see the person she's talking to. She's a guy like aimed like almost at me. I'm sure the dude on the other side of the phone could see me staring at her. Yeah. So she takes off. She's still on the horn FaceTiming. And I'm driving right beside her. And I'm just staring at her. And she looks at me. And I just keep staring at her. Like, are you fucking serious, bitch? She looks away. She looks away. Looks back at me. I do like the whole like
you're the asshole.
The phone and like hang it up. I do that because I don't know.
You got a van full of kids.
All the rules are a little bit loose and fast. I think with phones for everybody. And I'm gonna stand on some fucking from White Prince of like never touching my phone while driving. But I mean, you gotta.
Have some respect.
You got fucking...
Put it down when people are passing you at the very least. Like, I read my tweets when people get by me.
Yeah.
Come on.
You're on the FaceTime. I can see that you're talking to your husband with the kids in the back.
These little fuckers.
What in what God's name do you have to be on FaceTime while you're driving?
Van with seven tragically perished.
Yeah. I like gave her like the fucking hang up the phone.
Hey, lady, this is crazy.
And I realized like that kind of gesture is like going almost to the wayside too, like the physical hang up the phone. Because she was a younger lady, probably like in her 20s. I'm sure she still gets it, but she had a, yeah. I don't know if she does get it because she's just driving along like no brain at all.
I just got to take these kids to soccer.
She's
a hardworking lady with limited time. No, you're right. She's shaking up full. They got a van full of kids. What are we doing here?
Yeah, on FaceTime.
It's bad behavior.
It actually made me upset.
Did you see that video? It's kind of related. I think it ended up being an AI fake too, though. But it's that video of that like MyPillow CEO guy going around last week. He's like doing it. I think, I don't know if the whole thing's been edited, but at the very least, he obviously did an interview where he's sitting in his car and like talking to like his laptop.
Oh yeah.
But like his setup where he's very much driving the whole, like the whole video, it's behind him in the windows. It's just him bucking it like 80 down the highway. And he never once like looks forward.
Yeah.
He's just looking like, and like he holds his steering wheel. Like, I'm pretty sure it is edited and he must have been sitting in a parking lot and like when he did it and then just edited the scene in behind.
Cause I,
and then all you can hear is him just revving that head. It's like, bah! Like honestly, like a minute goes by. I'm like, dude, he's got to be out of gear.
Yeah.
It's like, bah! Bah!
Yeah, I've seen that too. Cause yeah, she's like, wah,
wah. And he's just like ripping down like the I-95. But it's like, yeah, whatever. It's like MyPillow CEO. I couldn't even pay attention to whatever the fuck he was talking about. It's just like, you can see in this. He doesn't look forward one time. It's like that late, like when like he gets arrested on Pineapple Express and that cop lady's just driving down the alley, like looking right. It's like, lady, are you going to look at the road? Anyway, shit. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, that is funny. I definitely see that.
It's like 27 gears.
Yeah, he's not in one of those fancy Teslas out of that drives themselves.
No, I look like a fucking like Lexus or a Camry or something. Yeah. Either way, it was a Toyota.
Yeah, because the audio is plumbed in for sure. Too.
Actually, like, the whole thing. I'm starting to think the whole thing was plumbed in. I'm starting to think I might have been duped at the time.
I might have been fooled.
Because I noticed I liked it. Now that today it has community notes. And it's like, this video's been altered. I was like, yeah, I kind of thought so.
I need some community notes on that chick fucking with her yams out.
This like, kid is not real.
This baby isn't real.
Those are double D's.
Those are
be bigger.
These are fantastic breasts, but they're not for feeding.
They're for seeing. Yeah. Feed dollar
community
bills.
Notes.
They're filling dollar bills out of you. Know what I'm saying? Nah, I mean. All right. You got any other cool news and stuff? Do we hit all the bingo cards?
Yeah,
cleaned out.
I pretty much got everything. Other than Schoolboy Q's dropping an album March 1st. And I just wanted to bring that up because I've been saying I haven't been excited for any music in forever. And I'm excited for that.
Consider it excited.
We'll see how it goes, but.
Well, can I assume you'll report back with a book report?
Yeah, probably.
I'm glad to hear that.
Just something.
Get in touch with
just a note, because I said before I can't get excited for anything because I'm an old miserable fuck now, but. Maybe this will turn the tide.
Hey! How goes, fellow kids?
Yeah.
Hang out with the youth?
Yeah, he did a, it's funny, like he's been on. He's in one of the golf games too, like 2K or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He's like kind of nice with it. Right. And it's funny because he's like, I think he's, what was it? I don't know, Hoover Street Crip. Like he's like legitimate, like from
like that part
gangbang
of town.
CEO.
Yeah, part of town.
And he just like picked up golf after he became uber rich. And now he's actually like super nice with it. But he had like this music video come out and he's like talking about. I think he got, like, a sponsorship, too, with... He was in one of the commercials talking about living off, like, a Nike check or 2K or something. But he just, like, squeezes, like, four different times of, like, him, like, his golf swing, like, ripping shots off. I'm like, I think maybe he just did this whole thing just to flex his own golf shot. Like, look,
thing.
I'm pretty good at this now. Check this
what
out.
What, you got sick of this shit,
yeah.
Baby? I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
Ah, good on the man.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Ah, no, I'm not going to stop him.
I thought about like clipping it and just like clipping all of the golf strokes and then tweeting it at him. Like, I see what you're doing here.
Nice.
But then I thought about how much time that would take, which would have been like at least like 4 minutes of
me. We need to get a tech guy.
Yeah. I'm really stupid.
We need an intern. Yeah.
Somebody's listening to this. They could be like, I can know how to do that.
No, but bring skills. Like,
yeah, I don't need someone here just to help me drink beers or
yeah, that. That's not what we need at all. Like, we need somebody that can, like, intern, like, data processing, run Office proficiently.
Yeah. Fix my algorithm.
Fix our algorithm. Able to use Final Cut Pro. Can edit basic video casts.
Yeah, be much more fluid in like Instagram and TikTok than we are.
Yes. Yeah. So send that to us. You can DM it. We'll see it. Yeah, send your application. That'd be cool.
Yo, somebody downloaded again in the Czech Republic this week.
Oh, big Yager guy.
Yeah, big Yager. I was like, oh, yes, it's titled Yarmer Yager.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I'm kind of upset it was only one.
Yeah, well, I got a couple more Russia downloads, so
yeah,
shout out.
They're like sharing the phone, so yeah. It's only, yeah, I mean, like one download's like 50 people. Like, oh, yeah, you guys to listen.
Yeah.
They just share this old fucking Samsung around.
But yeah, pretty cool. I was like checking out like our all-time downloads of like the amount of different countries. Pretty wild that somebody downloaded this that we've obviously never met or never even been to their country.
Hell, even their hemisphere continent.
Yeah. I can't even find you on a map, but shout out to you.
Yeah. What side of the curtain are you on, brother? How long has your country been sovereign? If you know what I mean.
Probably longer than ours. Ours hasn't been that long.
No, I know, but we're kind of like on like a rent-to-own program for a long time. Whereas like theirs is like very abrupt, like 1991.
Gorbachev?
Yeah. Fuck. Thanks.
Bring that wall down.
Yeah, he brought the wall down. It was a perestroika.
What?
Isn't that like a modernization of the communism in Russia and Soviet Union at the time?
What was it, though?
Perestroika.
I don't know.
If I remember correctly from my teachings.
From my learnings?
Yeah. From my learnings. I'm digging deep into the tickle trunk on that one, but I'm pretty sure it was government policy. That's what led to McDonald's coming in. That's how Billy Joel
Blue
came
jeans,
in.
Levi's.
That's right. Billy Joel showed up and pretty much blew the whole thing up. They seen him dance on that piano. They said, fuck yeah.
I want more of that.
Totally. It's wild. Like, yeah, Billy Joel's like tour. Like, he's like the first guy. Like, first, like, big Western act. It's like that's opening the floodgate. It's Billy Joel in Moscow. It's fucking an awesome performance. Yeah. Apparently, he's the one that helped bring the wall down. It's great to see.
American hero.
Nobody talks about that. It's like, man,
I didn't know that.
Him and Nixon. Well, that's China, I guess. It's like, man, more foreign aid than you'd really like to give
more
him credit
foreign
for.
Aid.
More foreign policy fucking breakthroughs that we give him credit for.
Did more for world affairs than the $4 million to deem mining. Yeah. Deem mining country.
Christ, let's just get Billy Joel to go over there and take a piano. I'll just be like, hey, Vladdy. You may be right. Just smash the oldies. Hell yeah.
I see this video today of just some like girl. She's saying she is Justin Trudeau's daughter, and she's just fucked up, wasted. It's like in a McDonald's or something, and she's like, don't vote for my dad. He's just trying to take your money. He's going to take me to Jamaica with taxpayer dollars.
It's a hilarious bit.
It wasn't a bit. Like, she was fucked up. But
if it wasn't... It's great either way.
Yeah.
I mean, way to use a lot of politically accurate stuff. I like it.
Yeah. If people are like, look at this, it's like, it's clearly, like, I'm pretty sure she's not that age. And I just assume it's not her, but it was just funny for me at least.
That's funny. Like, yeah, she's been reading the news. Yeah. She watches this hour, it's 22 minutes.
She says, but if I say I'm his daughter, I'm going to get.
Yeah, who's going to stab me?
Maybe you get like interviewed by CBC or something.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I guess, yeah, if you're denouncing the prime minister.
Yeah, I doubt it. They work for him. Hey, Strombolopoulos.
George?
Yeah, deep pull.
Fuck, I haven't thought about that motherfucker in forever.
Oh, yeah. I think I see him pop up on the podcast. Like,
George Strombolopoulos?
Yeah, he's got a show, like a podcast, it's like Strombo or something, of course. I was like, that's what I say out loud. I was like, George. He's like, I haven't heard of that dude in like 15 years. I thought him and Rick Mercer were long gone.
Yeah, I think we could leave him in the past.
Oh, yeah, I didn't care for him then. I certainly don't care for him now.
George.
You hear that, George?
Yeah. Yeah, stay out of our airwaves.
Stay out of Riverdale. Stay out of fucking Riverdale, buddy. You know what's good for you. I also have to come down there and take our hair combs up and brush our hair back. roll up our jeans, put on our leather jackets, and beat up on y'all.
Our members only jackets.
Oh no, they're leather. No.
Are we greasers?
We're the outside.
We're the greasers.
Yeah, we're very much the greasers.
Man, what a movement that was, eh? Greasers.
Yeah, well, I got like a fucking switchblade comb.
Yeah,
so I can pull it back.
Yeah, you just grease your hair up. And
yeah,
is that why they called them greasers, or is because they always have motorcycles? Because
they're like mechanics.
Hot rods.
Hot rods, fictuning their rides.
Yeah, every movie they're just like the bad guys. Hey,
got packs of cigarettes. In yeah, your fucking
rolled
t-shirt.
Up in your white t-shirt. What a movement!
Fuck, what a movement! They were cooler then.
They're cooler than the greasers now. Who are the greasers now? Just some like hillbillies.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know. They're not as cool. I don't think.
Putting the deletes in their diesel trucks. Is that
they're the guys stealing the catalytic converters.
No, those are meth addicts.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, right,
crackheads. I don't know.
You probably sell these for crack.
Look at all this.
Exchange your catalytic converters for crack.
Look at all this crack just parked in this parking lot.
I mean, crack.
It's as good as crack.
You know what? No, it's crack.
All these mufflers, they're as good as crack.
Man, look at the think of all the crack. This is a gold mine, Jim. A gold mine. Yeah, it's just like a fucking overnight airport parking lot. What are you computing? What are you searching?
I'm just going to search greasers and see what happens.
The Outsiders movie, 1984.
All right. Youth subculture that emerged in the 1950s and early 60s from predominantly working and lower class teenagers and young adults in the United States and Canada.
Mm, love to see it. Patrick Swayze.
Rocker Tom subculture.
Cruise. Rockers, man.
Yeah.
The boss. Bruce Springsteen, man.
Rockers. A spike subculture that started in the United Kingdom.
Oh, by the way, I heard this on another podcast, but I had read about this already. You see this thing about Taylor Swift? Taylor Swift fans apparently invented flying and going on trips to watch fucking live music events.
Yeah, what did they call it?
Was it gig traveler or something with gig in it?
What an amazing idea.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we're experiencing the first time that people are traveling to go to concerts, and that's build a trip around that. As if, like, fucking hippie rock musicians have not existed since 1950s.
Yeah.
Like, dude, man, this is a slap in the face of the Grateful Dead. Or the Dave Matthews Band. Goddamn sons of bitch. Anyway, I don't know why.
Yeah, groupies have been around before, too. Like, people just, like, follow. Yeah, I don't know.
You've never watched Jam Band. Like, it's not even for me, man. Like, those people travel. Survive. It's their jam. It's groovy, man.
Yeah,
it's catch this groovy sound.
That's dude. A weird cult.
Yeah, we'll listen to groovy sounds. Maybe we could be listening to groovy sounds.
Yeah, man. I think I want to.
Should
fucking,
we just be like American Top 40 Radio?
I want to get a fucking leather jacket and not a white T-shirt. Greasers are cool.
You can be a greaser. I'll be a NASCAR guy.
Yeah,
we'll have very two different very looks.
I don't want to get like I don't want to get confused with like trying to look like John Travolta though,
or George Michael.
Is that the? Why am I not placing him?
A singer. He's the guy from Wham.
Wham!
Yeah, he's the guy that why you wake him up before you go.
Okay, yeah, he's kind of got the leather jacket going on.
Yeah, man, he was a vibe. Super gay.
Yeah, he's got a big...
He's got sweet earring.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got cool earring.
Got the... Gotta,
yeah, you gotta have faith. Cross. And he's got that sweet hair thing going. And the guy who's cool. 1980s, man.
Maybe greasers aren't as cool.
Yeah, watch out. Keep your wits about you out here on these parts.
Greaser characters, Sandy Olson.
Who?
The girl from fucking... oh, Christ. Her and John Travolta.
Oh, Olivia Newton-John. The chick from Grease?
Yeah, Grease.
Yeah, Olivia Newton-John.
Grease and Greasers.
Yeah. It's Greasy Lightning.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
It's a great movie.
I don't really care to. I don't
yeah,
think.
It's a decent movie. Watch it like a year or two. It's a great song. John Travolta. Actually, man, it's fine. Well, watch that movie. It's supposed to be in high school. all these kids. They're like 4-year-old people.
Yeah, like 34 years old.
John Travolta actually doesn't, like him and Olivia Newton-John don't even look that bad. Their one friend, like he looks like a fucking bookie and he's 50. And they're supposed to be like 18, 17 year old kids. Like this dude is like looks like he's a, runs a chop shop in Jersey.
He's 42 years old and has a wife and children.
Oh yeah. And another one that he doesn't talk about. Yeah. Funny movie. And then the girl, like the ladies are what? It's like these ladies are like 40. What the fuck? You're not fooling me. You didn't fool me.
Won't be fooled again.
All right, flags on the
play. Yeah, let's hit the flags on the play.
Some fucking flaggage.
That is a disgusting act.
That's right. It's that time of week. I throw some flags. We always just bitch him on. We're on the fast track to what? Dusty old man.
Dusty old farts.
Dusty old farts. So we got lots of crap we see out during the week. We're wild. That happens to us. It's gonna call penalty on it. Niso, why don't you kick us off over there?
Yeah, perfect. this weekend, I went and did a course to get started in your firearms acquisition.
Did you PAL?
Yeah, so I did my PAL course, which if you're, but they don't have them in the U.S. I guess, like you just go buy a gun. Here you have to take a course, demonstrate you know how to fucking work a gun. Blah, blah, blah. Which is really weird because due to the liberal government right now, there's like a whole bunch of, well, we don't really know what's going to happen with a bunch of these laws, I think. Especially for restricted firearms, which I was not taking, but I thought about doing. Anywho's, yeah, this thing was supposed to go till 6 o'clock. And it started at 9 a.m. I was in that fucking place from 9 until 9:30.
Oy vey.
And granted, this took place 2 hours away from my residence. So Sunday night, I get to drive home from, well, no time for supper also either during this fucking thing. Yeah.
Had a pack of lunch.
So, yeah. Had to fucking eat and then drive 2 hours back home. Good thing all the guns were fake in there because I probably would have put one in my mouth at some point.
Oh my god, this is the worst time.
Which I probably shouldn't say because they have to review my file after you.
Man, do you know who this guy is?
Yeah. Oh, like your information gets to get sent away to the RCMP so they can review that.
You didn't put our link tree in there, did you?
Yeah, no, I don't think I should link the Table It podcast.
Your Table It podcast and your OnlyFans?
Yeah. Can't be that dangerous. He just fucking watches girls' boobs out, but
can I get the link? Yeah. Can you send the handle? Asking for our soupy friend.
Yeah. Anyways, it just delay a game. I can't believe I. You know, at 3 o'clock and something like that's going on, you're like hoping you're gonna be wrapping up soon. And at 3 o'clock, I thought I was gonna be there till midnight, and it's just like this insufferable time going by so slowly. At that point, then. I was, like, pretty cool with it up until I knew I was fucked. And that's what I'm just getting, like,
Uber and a pizza, or Skip and a pizza.
Yeah, my blood just starts boiling. And so instead of, like, 60 seconds taking 60 seconds, it's taking 20 minutes in my mind because I'm just getting so fucking pissed. It just keeps going on and on and on and on. And you know what? Whatever, it's done. But, I mean, delay a game.
I'm throwing that flag.
I did travel up the night before so I could get there at appropriate time. So essentially my whole weekend was washed on trying to do this thing, which I wanted to get done, but I mean, whatever. The thing is, you're wasting my life away. You're wasting my weekend. You're wasting my evening, my sanity. And I get to kickstart my week with just being so fucking pissed. Monday morning, I'm still pissed about it. And now, guess what? You got to send this paperwork off to the government, and who knows how long that's going to take. I'm going to put the over-under at 6 months, and we'll just go from there. So,
it's a very astute observation.
Yeah. So, my flag will play is delay a game, and yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. Boiling blood, yeah. Back-to-back weeks.
I'm not as mad this time as I was last week, and I can't remember what my flag was. Oh,
it was 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah. guess what? I was in there before
got
this.
Got there pretty quick this time.
Yeah.
Who's an idiot?
I don't know. Just, I don't know, man.
I hear ya. I hear ya. All right. Let me take that flag off here because I got flag thrown my own. Again, pretty low key, pretty whatever. But we already touched upon it. The weather. Weather's changed yet again. We love weather on this podcast. My flag's on unnecessary fucking roughness on said weather. Because on fucking Sunday, I had my golf clubs all clean. I went to the range and had a nice time. Just being outside. I'm having a sipped a couple beers in the range.
I'm glad someone got to enjoy their Sunday.
Yeah, I did. So yeah, I had a nice time to do that. And then what do I wake up to Monday at fucking 5 a.m.? Look out the window like, good God, it snowed all night and it's windy and it's dived like 12 fucking degrees. Cold shit out. Awful. It's slippery. We got old people to be worried about parking lots everywhere. It's madness out here. So, yeah, no, that's just unnecessary roughness on the weather. I'm trying to catch lane here, man.
Yeah, I was really hoping that we're going to be done with winter.
No way, Jose.
Come on back. Sucker punch you. Wham.
No way, Jose. I mean, the gas man loves it, but...
I know. I didn't look outside at all, and I just, like, go on my morning routine, and I read something about the weather on Twitter or something. I was like, what the fuck?
What?
And, of course, it's Monday morning. I'm late. I'm still pissed off about the night previous traveling.
As we've talked about.
Yeah, and I exactly. Look out the window. I was like, fuck, I have to fucking shovel snow now.
God. Damn it. Yeah, no, good thing I have a big window right when I walk out of my bedroom. It's just like looking over to the side. I was like, ah, like, what?
Yeah, I didn't look out.
I had no idea. I went to bed and I was like, it's going to be like nice out like today. No, not the case at all. I was wildly disappointed.
Yeah, continued on to today. Hopefully it's going to pick back up here. Maybe we'll climb out of the depths of winter. And
yeah, I think it's supposed to get nice again here. It's a trend up. It's cold as shit tonight.
Yeah, good news is too, the days are getting longer.
And brighter earlier. Yeah, it's happening. I'm less of an insane person lately. It's kind of nice.
I'm not, but yeah.
No, yeah. Clear. Yeah. That's true.
You ever thought about just relaxing, man?
Have you ever thought about, like, not doing that?
I won't worry about it.
Yeah, man, it'll work out. It always does. You got to just go with the groovy flow, man.
Yeah, I'm just going to be a greaser. I need a leather jacket. I think maybe...
Go my hair.
I don't know if you could be a greaser in the winter, though. I think that's a summertime
blah, blah, just ripping your motorbike around, dying. This is not practical.
I need to buy a motorcycle to fit the greaser look, but never ride it. Just have like a hog in the fucking garage. Blah, 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 blah.
Just rev the fuck out of it, piss off all your neighbors. Never drive it.
No, just like stick an oil pan under it. Just like always have some grease around. You're just like, yeah, just wearing ads. Tooting up the hog.
Yeah.
You're really just back in the garage, just obliterating beers.
Just fucking turn the headlights on every now and then.
Just fucking, yeah. Just fucking, yeah. Letting the whole neighborhood know. Shut her up.
A big hog. Yeah. That'd be pretty wild if I drove this around. I don't even know how to fucking drive this.
Yeah.
I had to get them to deliver it and put it here.
Yeah. Just have the garage door open. Here. Say, hey, you want to maybe keep it down? I'm just tuning up the hog.
You think you can keep it down? Keep it down in the sock?
Yeah.
You're really crushing my vibe.
I'm trying to tune this hog up. Just a pile of cans around it.
What? I can't hear you. I'm doing it my just, I think that guy's just wasted.
Just have a jerry can in there, just like fill up the hog without going to the gas station. I don't know. I don't drive this thing. It scares the hell out of me.
I love hanging out with it.
It really gets me out of the house and away from the wife, if you know what I mean.
Plus you get to do this.
Yeah. Plus this is pretty cool.
Yeah, check this out. Blah.
See this button right here? Starts it.
Oh yeah. I have to get you bad review because I just wear the fuck out of it. Starting it up all the time. Never charging it.
Just sitting in there with the door closed as the fumes rolling. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. I'm a hawk.
Blah, 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 blah. I'm a greaser. Got my leather jacket on in there.
That could be your move.
Yeah.
It could be the move. I like it.
I like it too.
I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah. Next purchase, gonna be a hog.
I don't know, white teeth and blank white Hanes.
I never refer to it as a motorcycle, just the hog.
Oh, no. That's my hog.
Gonna come take your hog out for a spin. Oh, no. Gotta do some more tuning.
I'll sell me to you guys sometime.
I think the only thing you're tuning up in there is yourself with those beers.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing plenty of my own tuning.
I'll tune you up.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of my own tuning.
It's body hacking. Biohacking. I'm bettering my body with all this tuning.
I'm biohacking.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
I think we got to get out of here.
I think we've said enough.
I think we've done enough hog talk.
Not enough hog talk. Is there anything else you have to say in general?
No, thanks for riding with us. If you made it to the end of this episode, good on you, because, God, we're stupid.
But good luck having all these thoughts about buying a hog.
Yeah, buy a hog.
Also, the salary cap fell up. That's
not the only thing. That's tight. Some guys are going to be able to afford to buy a hog.
Yeah. Two hogs.
Yeah, a couple of hogs.
Whatever, just
put them in the pen.
Yeah, whatever, just pay them with hogs. Have you considered... Russell Wilson, hear me out. What if we paid you in hogs?
Oh, Beck would call it the hog pen.
And then, like, he gets home one day, and Sierra got home one day, and there's just all these motorbikes to park. I was like... Fuck, I thought he meant hogs. Just like, Russell, come on.
Russell Wilson would be a guy to buy a hog and also never ride it too.
Yeah, just like, check this out. Blah! All right, okay, we got to get this.
All right, yeah, follow along at Taylor Podcast on all the socials. Download wherever. Tell your mom, tell your father, tell your brother.
Sister, tell your brother.
Yeah, tell that slow guy at work.
Yeah, tell him the most.
tell his friends too. Let everybody know what we're up to. Nothing good, but at least we're doing it.
Yeah, at least we're trying. Yeah. It's all part of the plan.
It's all part of the hog. It's all part of me acquiring a hog.
Hog life.
Yeah, I'm never going to buy a hog if we can't sell ads on here. So.
That's right. Help us get to hog.
I'm trying to go to hog heaven, baby.
Baby. All right, peace. Let's get out of here.
Bye.